This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
It was 113 degrees Fahrenheit on the Strip in Las Vegas today. That's actually down a couple of degrees from this weekend. Temperatures have been much the same over large parts of the Southwest United States for days now, which means the man I'm about to talk to has been busy indeed. Joe Johnson runs and owns Rebel Refrigeration and Air Conditioning in Las Vegas, Nevada. Mr. Johnson, how you doing?
Very good, thank you.
So this must be, this heat wave must be like money in the bank for you, huh?
Well, yeah, one would think. And it's definitely our time and we're earning a lot of business. But it's also a spooky time because if we don't get out to our existing clientele quick enough, they won't call us the rest of the year, you know. So it's an urgent time. But yeah, we're definitely making a couple extra bucks.
People must be so glad to see you when you come.
It's like the doctor. They're happy to see us because they know they're going to get some cooled air, but they always, you know, they don't like the bill, that's for sure.
Well, how much is it going to cost me if my air conditioner breaks and you come to see me?
It can be something so simple, Kai, as something that there was just a switch turned off, we probably wouldn't even charge. And of course, then unfortunately, there's those with those older units that it's best to replace the whole thing. You know, it could be anywhere from $5,000 to $7,000.
No, come on, really?
Yeah.
How do you know when it's over? I mean, does it ever end in Las Vegas, or do you just keep on going?
Well, it's funny. For us in our trade, what happens is because of this heat wave, this causes all the breakdowns.
Yeah.
And over the next few weeks, we'll tend to get the bulk of them repaired and anything that wasn't running right. And while the temperatures will still remain up there, at least, you know, everybody's air conditioner is fixed. So, but about, you know, every year about the first week of September, the heat breaks, and gosh, for us AC guys, it feels like we can breathe again.
Let me ask you this. What do you do to stay out of the heat? You must have some big nuclear-powered unit at your house that just chills it way down.
I definitely keep my units cooler, and, you know, everybody likes to be outdoors during the summer, but I tell you, Kai, for me, when I'm off, I do not go outdoors, and I have a pool, and I probably swim in it like once or twice a year. I don't even go outside.
Smart man. Yeah. Joe Johnson, he owns Rebel Refrigeration and Air Conditioning out in Las Vegas, Nevada. Joe, thanks a bunch. I'll let you get back to work.
You bet, sir. Thank you.